straight coon. Some gooks. I didn't raise you to be no faggot. I'm in a group text. I don't really want to be in this group text, but I feel like I don't have a choice. Made up of former friends from high school who somehow act worse than when we hung out years ago. It was in the past few months that I went from ignoring it to getting angry whenever a message popped up on my phone. I'm from New Jersey, and with the semester about to end, I'm going to go back for the first time since the school year began. I'm not looking forward to it, and it's been in the back of my mind the entire semester. Do I even want these people to be my friends? Looking to see if this is a common experience, I spoke to Rick Mulcahy, an advisor here at Indiana University.
Regardless of whether you come from a large city or even a small town, generally it's the first time that students have been on their own. And with great freedom comes great responsibility, and plus you have to figure things out on your own. You're not being told what's right and what's wrong. You're not being guided as much, and you have to begin to kind of look at different viewpoints and begin to think for yourself. And yeah, it's a tough transition for a lot of students. When you come here to college, you're generally being exposed to a larger diversity of people than you were before. And that comes with certain problems and benefits as well. I mean, you have to begin to think, hey, what are my values and what do I believe is true?
It's not just me. There are others all around IU with the same problems and worries. One of my first real friends in college, and now roommate, Taylor Lehman, has been thinking the same way. We initially bonded over sports, both writing about sports for the Indiana Daily Student. We instantly became close. When the entire newsroom is made up of girls, it makes sense for the two sports guys to immediately click. Late-night Burger King runs and basketball at the Hyper led to a close relationship. Close enough for Taylor to really open up to me and tell me how he really feels when he goes home from school.
So, after freshman year, I went back home and I didn't notice what I noticed today. I see myself as more of a wise person. Like, I have a little bit more wisdom than some, and more understanding and sympathy and I guess a little bit of empathy for people who are from different classes or different races and things along, or different sexes and things along those lines than my friends do. When I had friends come to IU, I had to tell them, you know, you can't say some things in public that you would say in Kendallville where you're safe. And there's like, when you're not around so many people of different ethnicities and different upbringings and things like that, like you have to settle down a little bit. And because I know sometimes they don't mean anything. It's not in harmful intention, but like when they say things, they can be offensive to other people. And I know a lot of people in Kendallville are like that.
Taylor and I have different backgrounds and views, but we're on the same page in one respect, our anxiety of going back home. What scares me most of all is that college will be over soon. The friends that I've made will all move on. Chicago, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Miami. I'm going to lose everything I have. My plan is to go back home to New York. My family's there, and I don't know if I have it in me to start from scratch again. It took me 2.5 years to find my friends at Indiana. I didn't know a soul when I came here. It took me so much to realize that I could find better than what I had. And I don't want to do that again. I think that's what frightens me the most. In the blink of an eye, Bloomington is going to be gone, and I'm somehow going to be stuck with the people from this group text once again. I work so hard, so f***ing hard to move on. And for what? In the past, I've let my friends disappear. Friends from camp, friends from Hebrew school, friends from high school. Honestly, I don't know what's next. I wish I had an ending for this story, but that would be impossible. All I know is that I'll keep on trying and hope that this time is different. That's all I can really do right now.